Welcome to Lanyap. I'm KEDM News Director Bob Lennox, my guest today with the Louisiana Purchase Council, speaking with Assistant Scout Executive Eddie Enloe. Eddie, thank you for joining us. And a big week for the Scouts, in particular, Louisiana Purchase Council, celebrating the centennial anniversary, 100 years of scouting.
Absolutely. This month, February, is the anniversary month of scouting each and every year. But this is a special year. 2010 represents our centennial as an organization. We're one of the only youth serving organizations in the entire world that can say we've served kids for that long. And, you know, we're really excited here in Northeast and Central Louisiana that we are going to be able to put on the, you know, the dog and celebrate in style with our volunteers and our scouts.
And this is kind of a wide effort because we talk about the Louisiana Purchase Council. You're talking about some 20 parishes involved.
Absolutely. We cover all the way to the Mississippi River, to north to Arkansas, west to Lincoln, Jackson, Wynn parishes, and as far south as Allen and Avoyelles Parish. We are the largest geographic council in the state of Louisiana. And through that, we serve more than 5,000 young people. We do that through 1,700 plus volunteers and a executive board of 40 plus volunteers. You know, our centennial sponsor this year is Creed and Creed. Christian Creed is one of our board members, and we lead the effort from that level to make sure that the individual boys and their families are going to have a wonderful year.
And with that many people involved, a lot of events you have coming up lined up for next week. Tell us a little bit about
Absolutely. The National Council of the Boy Scouts has a lot of events going on. You'll see things at Major League ballparks this year. There is a effort that started called Adventure Base 100 semi-truck, and it opens up into a mini museum that's traveling the country. It started in Pasadena on January 1st. We had a float in the Tournament of Roses parade. Mm-hmm. And all those sorts of things are going on now, nationally, along with other initiatives that we are implementing here locally. We are starting our anniversary week next week with a weekend out at Corelli Park. And a lot of folks don't realize, but Corelli Park in West Monroe was first started. The name comes from the Kiwanis, the Rotarian, the Lions clubs, and was originally the scout camp here in Northeast Louisiana for what was at that time the Wachita Valley Council. And when town grew around us, we moved out into Union Parish. We have a large camp out in Union Parish near Downsville, Camp T.L. James. Mm-hmm. But Corelli Park being the original scout camp, we're going to celebrate some anniversary events there that weekend. Scouts and families and public are invited out on Saturday. The Order of the Arrow is our honor society, and they're hosting that weekend. It's their founders weekend. And that'll be Friday evening through Sunday. Scout Sunday is held every year, and on the 7th, this Sunday, the next Sunday, is going to be a special Scout Sunday, obviously, because of the centennial, and all across our 20 parishes and churches, we'll have scouts and families there in uniform celebrating the 12th point of the Scout Law as a Scout is reverent. Mm-hmm. And we certainly want to make sure that our, you know, charter partners that we have, many of which are churches, celebrate with us. We'll continue, and the general public is invited to our service center on Oliver Road for a centennial reception on that Monday from 3 to 5. That's Monday, the 8th of February. And we want anybody that has a connection to scouting to come by mm-hmm. and celebrate with us sometime. It's a come-and-go thing. There'll be some remarks made at 4, but we want everybody to be a part of that. And then the part of the week that I'm really excited about kicks off, after that. On Tuesday the 9th, we have what is called Generations Connection, which is one of the national initiatives. We're going to plant a tree representing a family tree in each of our 20 parishes. Scouting transcends generations in many families. And so we want to have our troops and our packs out, and we're going to plant trees in public parks, in city squares, all across these 20 parishes on that day. And then a tree will be planted for each of those trees in what is going to be known as the Centennial BSA Forest in Montana. So it's really a neat thing. It's, it's going to help the environment and our natural resources, but it's going to be something that we can focus here locally. And, you know, hopefully 20 years from now, folks can walk up and see that that tree was planted as part of Centennial of the Louisiana Purchase Council. We will plant a time capsule at each of our two camping properties. I mentioned T.L. James. We also have Camp Attakapaw in LaSalle Parish on Wednesday, the 10th. And then on Thursday, one of the things I'm most excited about is we are going to kick off a effort over the next 6 months through a program that the National Council again has initiated called Alumni Connection. And we want to re-engage, reconnect with alumni across our 20 parishes.
Really goes hand in hand with the whole tree
absolutely.
In the generations. Yeah,
absolutely. We reconnected through, I was sharing with you before, our scout executive was here back in the fall, and we reconnected with a gentleman, an older gentleman that had been in scouting years ago. His son had come up through scouting and is an Eagle Scout. This gentleman has been awarded the highest award that a council can give, and he heard David on the air last fall when we were talking about our recruiting effort,
right?
And called us up and was really excited and got involved. And that's exactly what we want. If you grew up as a scout in this area, we want you to call or go online and let us know that. If you grew up somewhere else but you're now living here and you remember finally the days of your scouting, we want to know about it. And so this effort, we're going to kick that off. We're going to launch a web page and have a small press conference on that Thursday,
right?
But we're going to kick off a 6-month effort to re-engage and reconnect with all of our alumni that live in our 20 parish areas. And then in September, at the culmination of that effort, we are going to have an event to honor all of them for their dedication to scouting.
Mm-hmm.
Day of service on that Friday, where we'll have scouts out working in the communities, and then we'll close out with a 10 Commandments hike on the 13th, which is the Saturday that closes out the week.
Wow, that is a lot of events.
Yeah, it is.
Tell you what, we're just about out of time, Edley, but if you would, share with us a number or a web address for more information about getting in touch and finding out more about the Centennial Celebration with the Scouts.
The web address is LouisianaPurchaseCouncil.org. You can go to this site. You can nominate someone for Hall of Leadership and find out about all these other events. And then you can call our service center, which is 325-4634 here in Monroe. In Alexandria, it's 443-0482. Call either one of those numbers and certainly talk to me or any of our staff. We'll be glad to put you in touch.
All right. Eddie, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.